Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
There is just no way to sugarcoat it. Consuming sweetened drinks each day is just bad for your health. Sodas, sports drinks, and even juice boxes are loaded with sugar. Over time, they can lead to unwanted weight gain, obesity, and even diabetes. So try water instead. Replacing just one sugary drink with water each day can make a big difference. Unlock the power of one healthy change. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Well, the cattle futures mark today was lower. We were higher initially, but then got weaker. April live cattle were down 62 at 139.42. June's down 65 here at 135.70. The August 35 lower at 136.92. So 30 to 65 lower on live cattle. March feeders were 22 higher at 156.32. The April feeders, 62 lower at 160.57. May's down 32 here at 165.42. And then the lean hog market was steady. The April lean hogs down 37 at 100.25. The May's up 15. June's up 25. The June's are all the way up there at 120.07. And we have seen some spread action. There's a few spreads out there people are doing, selling the hogs, buying, like selling the June or July or August and buying December. I've seen quite a bit of that. Also in the live cattle, some spread action, people selling the June, buying August. So a lot of action in the spread market here for the cattle and the hogs. Box beef at midday was 99 higher on choice at 259.49. Select up $1.01 at 153.51. We have a cattle on feed report, which is going to be at the end of this week after the close. The early numbers here are on feed somewhere around 101. The placements 106 and 105-ish. And then marketed also 105-ish%. But that report will come out after the close on Friday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 24th. It'll be happening on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time. 21,780 head to sell, including 7,600 feeder steers, 4,500 feeder heifers, and over 7,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
And today's grain futures market ended up higher in the wheats, and corn, and beans. July Kansas City up 9.75 at 11.13. That market has remained above the 20-day moving average. Went down and tested it. But early on in the day, it looked like as we went up to near $11.50, the high was 11.47. It looked like we might go through the high about a week ago and then possibly go test the highs from about 2 weeks ago at 12.50. But it was unable to do it so far today. There is some rain in the southern plains. I think a large part of Oklahoma and Texas panhandles did get some rain. Wasn't just a whole lot, but of course it was great to receive what we did receive. Beans are up 6 to 7. The corn futures are anywhere from 4 lower to 5 higher. And then currently the stock market's up about $200 or 200 points in the Dow. The S&P is up 44. Crude oil's given some back today, down 30 to 80 here on the front end. Natural gas futures slightly higher here to finish the day. So a lot of action here. I think this rainstorm is still like the for the grain market anyway, is still not the most important thing. Ukraine, of course, continues to be, and what kind of export market we'll get out of Ukraine and Russia.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss that may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.